7. Last.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We could start with this idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon. I'm not in favor of spending that kind of money to do that.
The only reason you didn't become a career politician is you lost to Teddy Kennedy in 1994.
While he was earning a lot of money from Freddie Mac, I was fighting over a decade to try to explain to people where the housing bubble was coming from. So Freddie Mac is bailed out by the taxpayer. So in a way, Newt, I think you probably got some of our taxpayers' money.
You just heard Newt Romney is also with Obama on the issue of the payroll extension. So if you want a difference, Michelle Bachmann is the proven conservative.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick. And you're sitting there.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a kind of an overview of the GOP debate this weekend, some of the highlights anyway. That's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show Monday, and a review of what's been on the Sunday morning talk programs on television, plus the debate. There are people who are questioning. I was just looking at a Yahoo article. There are some strong reactions to the wager that Mitt Romney laid down at the GOP debate. Was he overboard or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We'll examine all of these things along with those who are in the GOP race. Hopefully we'll get to as many people as we can who are in the chase, as it were. We'll start with Chris Wallace talking to Rick Perry about the reaction he had to Mitt Romney's $10,000 bet.
What did you think when Mitt Romney made or offered a $10,000 bet on something in his book?
Yeah, well, I was taken a little aback. I'm driving out to the station this morning. I'm pretty sure I didn't drive by a house that anyone in Iowa would even think about that a $10,000 bet was possible. So a little out of touch with the normal Iowa citizen. But the issue of individual mandates is still at the center here. And Mitt can deny this as many times as he wants, but in his first book, hardcover of No Apologies, he clearly stated that individual mandates should be the model for this country. And then he took that out of the book in the paperback. That's the fact, and even a $10,000 bet's not going to cover that.
Well, one of your big moments, and as you say, it came in this confrontation over the individual mandate. You criticized him for the mandate in Romney Care. He came back at you and said, you had an individual mandate in Texas to make sixth grade girls get the HPV vaccine. And he asked, what's the difference?
Well, clearly, we had an opt-out in that executive order. And the legislature said that they didn't like the way I had gone forward. I agreed with them, and it's not in the state of Texas. So there's a clear difference here. He still is supporting individual mandate, and that's the fact.
Governor, you're spending millions of dollars right now on campaign commercials in Iowa. You are about to launch a 14-day bus tour across the state where you're going to hit 44 cities. As they say in Texas, hold 'em. Are you all in Iowa?
Well, I'm all in all of those states. It's not just Iowa, but obviously Iowa is the first in the nation. We respect that. And retail politics and going out and sharing with the people of Iowa our plan to get this country back working, how we're going to balance the budget, how we're going to overhaul Washington, D.C. I'm going to talk to them about making Congress a part-time body just like they have here in Iowa. And I can promise you the people of Iowa think Washington is spending too much money. They're spending too much time in town. So make the legislature, or I should say the Congress, like their legislature here, part-time. Let them come home, have a real job, work within the citizens, with the citizens, and have their opportunity to live within the laws that they pass. And America will be a whole lot better off, and I can promise you they'll be spending less money and getting into less mischief in Washington, D.C.
A lot of people do agree with Perry. That may be the first time he struck a chord that makes any sense to a lot of the universe that's involved in the political universe. And how does it match up with your desires or your thoughts? 800-510-8255. Rick Perry in the focus now. Here on CNN on the Sunday morning program, Candy Crowley talks to former Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire about the Mitt Romney bet with Perry.
The consensus seems to be, reading some of the analysis, that Newt Gingrich held his own and did very well, and that Mitt Romney made a huge mistake. So I want to start out just by playing for our viewers something that happened last night in the debate between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney.
I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're so
wrong. It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
This is widely being interpreted as yet another example of Mitt Romney not totally being in touch with the American people. The Democrats are often running with, what could you do with $10,000? Your response.
Well, look. He used a figure of speech. I think the only thing that will come out of that is remind people about a $500,000 outstanding bill at Tiffany's. Those are not the things you should judge whether somebody should be a president.
They aren't, but don't
judge them on their programs.
Sure, but people do judge. I mean, these little moments get bigger than they are. I will grant you that, but nonetheless, that's what happens. Is this harmful to him, do you think?
Look, you have the same thing happen to poor Rick Perry. I think Rick Perry would make a decent president, but to have him judged by a 30-second senior moment is as silly as as unwise as judging people on the basis of a 30-second quip or a response in a debate. You've got to go to the issues. This country has big problems. We have a jobs problem. We have a president that's doing nothing on jobs. I think what Mitt Romney did last night was focus on jobs, and I think that's the right place to go.
John Sununu talking to Candy Crowley about Mitt Romney, who he seems to favor over Rick Perry. It sure sounds that way. I don't know if Sununu, he's an important political figure in New Hampshire, and that's an important primary, whether he's endorsed Governor Romney or not. My bet is that he has. What about you? Who are you endorsing at this point? Are you enjoying this wrestling match back and forth? Who's getting the most time? Who deserves the most time? Who deserves the most attention? Who deserves your affection? We continue to request your input at 800-510-8255, or you can send email to me, doug@dougstefan.com. There are plenty of people who are focused on Iowa, and we'll spend some time on that in just a moment here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful,
especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need
with no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at Office Max, save up to $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
The GOP presidential race contenders, as they appear on the Sunday morning programs, which is fodder for conversation over the weekend and today, from CBS, Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation, talks to Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who's seen plenty of all the Republicans, but he still isn't ready to support any of them.
And who do you think won that debate?
Well, I could not pick a winner, Bob. I walked in there and I looked at all the candidates on the stage and I kind of checked them mentally and I decided I liked them all. When the debate was over, I liked them all more. I did expect that it would be a political king of the hill type of a debate with Newt Gingrich on top of the hill and Romney fairly high up in the polls, and I thought the shots would come from the wings on them. Some of that happened, and we'll see how much that resonates as this discussion goes through Iowans.
Well, you know, you had said at kind of the beginning of all of this that you did plan to give an endorsement to someone, but this week you told the Washington Post, and I think these are your words, no full-spectrum conservative has emerged in the field. Does that mean you may not endorse?
Well, it doesn't mean they're not out there. It's the emergence definition is the question. And I'll just be, you know, straight honest with you on what's going on inside of me, and that is I have to come to a conviction. Just like these candidates come to a conviction to run for president, I need to come to a conviction to get fully behind a single candidate. And so that's what's holding me back. I hope to get there. Well, and I will tell you that there's another breadth of this that I think needs to be addressed, and that is the big picture of America's economic situation, the size and the scope of our debt, what we're going to do about that. Can one of these candidates actually sell the tough medicine that we're going to have to take to get this country fixed before we go off the cliff? And then will they be able to sell that to the American people so that that mandate can actually get this done?
Well,
I hope that we can get to that point before this is over, Bob.
Could you see yourself endorsing Michelle Bachmann? I mean, I would guess she's conservative enough for you.
Michelle and I fit right down the same issue after issue. We worked together on repealing Obamacare. I'm one of the first ones to sign on her repeal Dodd-Frank legislation. There are many things we've done together, and the answer to that is yes, but I haven't come to the conviction, and so that's what holds me back, Bob.
Why is Romney having such a hard time? He has a great resume as a businessman and all of that. He's obviously a good, strong person of good character, and yet there just seems to be a large segment of the Republican Party that, for want of a better phrase, just doesn't like him. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to measure. I've watched Mitt Romney in this state now for about 5 years. He built a good organization in the state 4 years ago and a good media organization. That hasn't happened to the extent this year. But I think Mitt Romney was unjustly marked down for his religion last time. I hope that's not happening this time. He's a better candidate this time than he was 4 years ago. But sometimes you can measure all the pieces, where they are on issues and how they are on debate, and the list of those things goes on. But sometimes it's just an intangible, and I don't know that Iowans have warmed up to him in the fashion that one would think, given his positions on the issues.
Positions on the issues, that's what we're focusing on here. More issues, more positions coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With more on the show, the focus on the presidential GOP contenders, 800-510-8255. We've been listening to Sunday morning programs, which are pretty good for sparking conversation either over the weekend, Sunday shows that are done live on some of the local stations. We get them, and we also have an anticipation that during the week, some of what comes out on the Sunday morning programs will be fodder for conversation. As an example of that, from NBC's Meet the Press, host David Gregory here talks to political analysts Chuck Todd and Lisa Myers about the GOP debate and the battle, especially between Romney and Gingrich.
Chuck Todd, where are we?
Well, first of all, those are a couple of nimble debaters. They are pretty good. I think we have seen, if this is the final two, when they're one-on-one debates, or even if it's the three of them, Ron Paul shows that he can give as well as he can take. It's going to be an interesting, long primary campaign if it indeed goes long. But I tell you, obviously what we're seeing in the polls, it's instructive that Newt Gingrich brought up 1994, because that is his key strength and it is Romney's key weakness. Because what was Newt Gingrich doing in October of 94? He was leading a conservative revolution. That's the one big memory. And as I had a Romney person tell me this, that every negative they've been trying to throw at Newt, they realize you can't just use one, because he has that pristine memory in the minds of conservative voters. Well, you know what? He did it. And what was Mitt Romney doing in October of 1994? Basically saying, I'm not really a Republican, Massachusetts voters. Don't worry, I'm not that conservative. I'm not even sure if I voted for Reagan or for Bush or who I was for back in the 80s.
Right.
So it's interesting that Newt brings up that moment, because I think it's a clear ideological contrast.
Lisa Myers.
Well, I think clearly Governor Romney needed to blunt Newt Gingrich's momentum last night, and he didn't accomplish that. This is Newt Gingrich's wheelhouse. Verbal combat. No one is better at it. No one enjoys it more. You know, the key for him is not to appear too mean, not to go totally off message, and he didn't. Neither happened to him last night. So it was a very successful evening for him. You know, unfortunately, I think for Governor Romney, the clip that will be played a lot is him trying to make the $10,000 bet. Well, the median annual income in Iowa is only about $50,000. So a $10,000 bet is pretty extraordinary. In fairness, we should point out that Newt Gingrich had a similar moment not that long ago when he said he really didn't need to lobby because he was making so much money on speeches, charging $60,000 for speech. So both Republican candidates have given Democrats good material for an ad in the fall.
Like they were all perfect, huh? All right, let's get to radio host Kevin Whalen and Brian Henschke talking about the pluses and minuses from that debate this weekend.
The big story coming out of the debate, as far as I could tell, was that Newt didn't do anything stupid. He didn't fly off the handle. He didn't show his arrogance or his ego too much and pretty much escaped. I know you had a chance to watch the debate, Brian. What was your take on last night?
Yeah, I've actually watched it one and a half times now, and I loved watching the first 45 minutes. The first 45 minutes were good. The rest of the hour and 15 minutes of the debate was more boredom. The winners are, of course, usually the people who didn't actually watch. And, of course, the highlights were pretty good. The whole Mitt Romney line trying to do a bet it's unfortunate that Mitt Romney did not say, I will bet you $10,000 to your favorite charity, whether or not, you know, what you're claiming I said, I actually said. And I think if he added that little bit to a charity, instead of just making it sound like it was,
It's walking around money?
Like it's my bet versus your bet kind of thing. I think if they had, if he had just said to your favorite charity, I think that would have, like, kind of changed the entire essence of the whole moment. It's like, how can you criticize somebody who wants to donate $10,000 to a charity?
Oh. Pretty good question. Right? How do you criticize someone who wants to give? Is $10,000 above the average Iowan's idea of what a good bet is? Probably. But is too much being made out of this? Yeah, probably. More from the debate, more about the candidates. The GOP race is what we're talking about here this morning on The Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree
spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Doug Steffen back again, second half hour of today's, this hour anyway. We have 2 hours a day during the week and 3 hours on the weekend to review the hot hits and talk radio, reviewing sometimes 2, 3, 4 a day and always 10 on the weekend. Certainly today, the number one issue, the GOP debate and the GOP racers, if you will. And that brings us around to an examination by radio host Esme Murphy. Here he talks to political analyst Dave Schultz about Newt Gingrich becoming the front runner and the important role that the debates have, at least to this point, played.
It appears that there's just absolutely no question now that Newt Gingrich is the front runner.
There is, because to me the critical thing now, of course, is not just simply where the numbers are, but is that translating over into what we think will be the ground war, which is actually delivering the vote. I mean, how does his sort of get out the vote or his actual ground war starting to look at this point in Iowa?
Iowa this year, this season, has really hinged on debate performances. Why did Michelle Bachmann rocket to the top earlier in the election cycle? Because of a very strong performances in a couple of debates.
Right.
Why did Herman Cain do so well? Debates.
Yeah.
But consistently, who has been there in the debates with the command of the facts and seemingly able to trump everybody, and no pun intended, and go directly after the president? It is Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, well, Gingrich is, I think, he's always had a substance to him right from the first debates. The problem was always that on one level he was so acerbic, but acerbic mostly towards the media, and maybe that worked. Maybe in the end, kicking the media, it doesn't hurt you in some circles, but he always sort of had kind of that acerbicness which was hurting him for, would seem like it was hurting him for a while, but now, it doesn't seem to be. And I think he's always had the substance that was there, but there were others who just seem to be able to deliver the message or their message much more eloquently than he was doing.
Right. And I guess to a certain extent, I mean, people have embraced the aspect of redemption. And I do think it plays a lot better if you are honest about it and say, hey, this is it. This is the way it was.
Yeah, I think that's one thing going for it. I think it's clearly true. He's got a good script growing. The other thing is that, in part, you know, besides the fact that he's benefiting from Romney, who has no real sort of passion or pizzazz, and he's benefiting, of course, in part from the implosion of the other candidates. But Gingrich, in some sense, is, as I described him, Mr. Reliable. You know, he was there with the Contract for America. He was there with the impeachment of Clinton. You know, I mean, in the end, a lot of us conservatives know him. He's been there. I mean, so add to that the fact that he's now running a narrative of redemption of himself, and Mr. Reliable is the person who people are coalescing around now, as opposed to Mr. Inevitable, you know, which is what Mitt Romney has always described himself as.
All right, 800-510-8255, here to participate in the discussion and debate. Roger is in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Go ahead, Roger. You have a focus on Mr. Romney, do you?
Yes, I do. I think Romney has the same problem that Al Smith had when he got beat because he was Catholic. And the reason I say that is because he was not as convincing as Kennedy. And when Kennedy said he believed in the United States of America first and being a Catholic second, I believed him as a voter. And I voted for Kennedy as a result of that. But I don't get the same feeling about Romney.
So is that personally you would not vote for, you don't feel strongly enough that...
I wouldn't vote for or against a person on the basis of their religion. But you're going to find this, it's going to develop farther when he starts getting down in the deep south where your religion means a lot more. Romney's going to have a big hill to climb. And Iowa is just the tip of the iceberg as far as Romney's concerned. And it has nothing to do with his managerial ability. It has nothing to do with his honesty. It starts with an R and ends with an N, and it's called religion, baby, religion.
It's kind of a sad comment on America, isn't it, that we would have people who are that narrow-minded that they would think that that would disqualify this guy. If you don't have him running, does the Republican Party have to wait out another 4 years? Do you think that Gingrich, if he becomes the standard-bearer, can beat Obama?
I'm afraid I hate to repeat all the stuff I've heard on television, but I do agree that Gingrich is hauling a lot of baggage behind him, and he's convincing people that he's a different person. But, you know, it's like the zebra who said, I changed my stripes.
Yeah, doesn't happen. Okay, sir, thank you. Bob in Memphis listening to KWAM. Yes, sir, go ahead. You're on the countdown.
The guy I told you last week, I agree with you most of the time. You made a statement a while ago, and I'm going to totally paraphrase what you said because I don't want to misquote you. One of the talk show hosts you played was, they were talking about the $10,000 bet and Gingrich saying he got $60,000 a speech, and you made the statement, and I agree with you on this, that that's kind of overplay to be talking about that. But I did think of this. Whether it's justified or not, the Republican Party is called the party of the rich by a lot of people. And I think
that that's what it's called. Look at some of the people who are donating to the Democratic Party and then understand.
No. Wait,
how
you don't know where I'm going with this, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
I know where you're going, what you're saying, and I agree. But because people have that, whether it's justified or not, view of the Republican Party, I don't think the candidates are doing themselves any good to stand up and make $10,000 bets and say I make $60,000 a speech. I think it fuels that fire of the, whether it's justified or not, that the Republicans are the party of the rich.
Yep, so I think you may have made a point. Yep, you made a good point. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Input on the weekend discussions and debates on television, the debate itself, and where we're going with it this week. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman, who has Newt Gingrich in his sights. They talk about Gingrich and the issue of marital infidelity in this clip from his program.
One of the questions that came up obviously had to do with fidelity. I mean, in light of Herman Cain dropping out of the race because of allegations of infidelity, and the issue of infidelity having been brought up with Newt Gingrich before, because, I mean, he's the elephant in the room when that comes up. Because everybody knows that Newt Gingrich is on his third wife right now. Hopefully for him and for her, it's his last. But he started an affair with his second wife while he was still married to the first. And then he started an affair with his third wife when he was married to the second. Playa! Come on! So this is now Rick Perry talking about his view of whether or not marital infidelity has any play, has any impact on who should be president.
I think the voters are wise enough to figure that one out. I've always kind of been of the opinion that if you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on your business partner. So I think that issue of fidelity is important. I mean, it's a characteristic of which people look at individuals, whether it's in their business lives or whether it's in their personal lives or whether it's picking someone to serve in public office for them. Individuals who have been in fidelity with their spouse, I think that sends a very powerful message. If you will cheat on your wife, if you will cheat on your spouse, then why wouldn't you cheat on your business partner? Or why wouldn't you cheat on anybody for that matter?
Now, before we get to Newt Gingrich's response to that, Michelle Bachmann tried to come up with the whole Newt Romney thing and try to put some momentum behind that. This is going to be what Rick Perry is remembered for.
If you will cheat on your wife, if you will cheat on your spouse, then why wouldn't you cheat on your business partner? Or why wouldn't you cheat on anybody for that matter?
Now, that's a great line. That's a great line for Rick Perry to launch right at Newt Gingrich, but he's able to deflect at least a little bit, Newt is, by coming out as this humble guy. He's a grandpa. He's a grandpa. He plays that up a little bit in the comment that I'm going to play for you here in a second. But remember, he is a guy who has been married three times. I think of all the other people who are up there, they've only been married five times. So he's got the majority of marriages, I guess you could say, of the people who were on the stage last night. And he's able to pass this off, not ignore the question, but he's able to pass off in what I think is a pretty surprising way.
Speaker Gingrich, what do voters need to know about this issue from your perspective?
No. First of all, I think it's a real issue. I think people have to look at the person to whom they're going to loan the presidency. And they have the right to ask every single question. They have to have a feeling that this is a person that they can trust with the level of power we give to the presidency. And I think that's a very, very important issue. And I think people have to render judgment. In my case, I've said up front openly, I've made mistakes at times. I've had to go to God for forgiveness. I've had to seek reconciliation. But I'm also a 68-year-old grandfather, and I think people have to measure who I am now and whether I'm a person they can trust. And all I can tell you is that, you know, I am delighted at the way people have been willing to look at who I am, to look at what my record has been, and the amount of support we're getting from the American people and from all across the state of Iowa, the number of people who are supportive of a candidacy of real change and a record of real change.
Now, I was surprised at his response. I was surprised that he came out and said, yes, it is an issue that is in play. It is something that voters have a right to ask questions of. I'm surprised because of his record, he probably is going to have the hardest time defending his marriage record, much more so than any of the other people on the stage. And I originally thought, going into that question and going into the debate last night, that he was going to be very defensive about it. And he wasn't. He was very humble. And he said, yes, I have made mistakes. He says he went to God for forgiveness. I'm assuming he went to his wives for forgiveness as well, because I'm sure he's paying them nicely to forgive him every single month. But the fact that he was able to come out and say, yes, it is an issue, yes, it is in play, and yes, it should be a question that is asked of people, really surprised me. And I thought he handled it very well.
A lot of surprises, well, maybe not a lot, but some, and that's good because it keeps all of us interested in those who are GOP contenders. So we'll wrap up our coverage of that and get to the fast and furious problem, Eric Holder et al., and this administration, and your calls at 800-510-8255 as the countdown moves along.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh, shh. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, in the morning, get off the train, and we're ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are when it come time to leave, and we started through. And when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and if we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. So we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200 plus health-related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol and helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods in a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit Cheerios.com.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi US.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with the Daily Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. Certainly over the past week or so, we've returned to the discussion and debate about Fast and Furious, which, if you don't remember, was created by a regional ATF office in Arizona back in 2009 to allow U.S. officials to follow gun smuggling trails in order to ensnare not just smugglers, but also major cartel bosses as well. U.S. authorities, however, lost track of the 2,000 guns bought from U.S. gun shops by the various cartel straw buyers, weapons that since have been traced to at least 300 murder scenes in Mexico and linked to the deaths of 2 U.S. agents as well. And apparently everybody knew that Mr. Holder was involved in this and knew what was going on. So what do you think? Where do we go from here with this 800-510-TALK? Dave in Ohio, go ahead.
I've watched part of what I could see about it. I've watched, and it seems like the same thing that's been going on for a very long time in our government, that they go in there and basically, if me as an average citizen or anybody else went into a court of law and pretty much told a judge that he would pretty much put us in contempt of court and probably get more charges. This man seems like he's lying because he said, well, no one's asked simple questions like, well, who's in charge of this program? No one's asked simple questions, and he's basically giving us the runaround because mostly a lot of people in the government like him, he's a lawyer. He knows what to say and how to say it, so he's basically not going to get himself in trouble. And that's why pretty much Congress has an approval rating of maybe 10% if they're, you know, lucky on a good day. And pretty much what's going to come down to it, it always does, somebody's going to get thrown under the bus, this is going to get swept away, something else is going to come in the news, and all the news is going to do is talk about that, and most people are going to figure about this.
All right, so under the circumstances, Mr. Holder, who, by the way, if you didn't remember, was a former Reagan judicial appointee. Did you know he worked in the Reagan administration when he was younger? He certainly has angered conservatives and gun right activists and Tea Party adherents for, among other things, proposing to put terrorists on trial in civilian courts, including in New York. Well, he's mishandled this, and nobody seems to like it. More calls from you at 800-510-8255 in a few moments on the countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The fast and furious problem, the debate over it with some of your calls at 800-510-8255. Eric Holder in the spotlight, who steadfastly denies that he knew anything about the details of Fast and Furious, even as the operation is slowly built into the biggest test yet of his political survival skills. A steady stream of Fast and Furious revelations has turned the Holder Justice Department into a symbol to some people of just more failures of the Obama administration. So it's a botched operation. Keith in Pennsylvania seems to agree with that. Go ahead, sir.
This is a classic example of why the federal government messes everything up, or how they mess everything up, and they should, instead of regulating people, regulate themselves. Which I'm sure if Ron Paul becomes president, and he should, he'll fix that. But, you know, the war on drugs is causing the violence. The trying to stop that is creating more violence. And, the war on guns and gun control, that is, you know, that's just fueling it even further. So, it's not the people, it's the government, and they need to check themselves and stop wasting all this money. It's a universal problem throughout the whole federal government.
You won't get an argument from me, Keith, along those lines. 800-510-8255, another classic screw-up. Reggie in Louisiana, your thoughts on this, please.
I watched some of the hearing about it for about a year myself, but a lot of that that we see concerning Fast and Furious, it's been going on for years. not just within the last 5 years. And fasting is somebody else also way below the Attorney General of the United States had knowledge of that particular operation other than Attorney General Eric Holder. I think the impact of it is the United States need to control their laws regarding guns and crack down on it here in the United States, and they won't get to Mexico.
800-510-8255. We need to control our guns and make stronger gun laws so this kind of thing doesn't happen. Which kind of thing are you talking about? Here's Anthony, who doesn't think Eric Holder's getting a fair shake. Go ahead, sir.
I'm calling in reference to Representative Issa and his basically lynching and grilling of DOJ leader Holder. This is about transparency. If this is about international transparency and the uses of weapons on our borders and the trading of weapons to agents that support us, and whether it be drug trafficking or any other type of international assault upon our land, there's only so much transparency that the Justice Department is going to be able to expose. But this representative of Issa, with his approach to it, they're willing to have him, Representative Holder, expose information that the public is not supposed to even be getting wind of, in order to just put his reputation, put his job, and put everything about the Department of Justice out into the general public, when we don't really want to know.
All right, sir, thank you for calling in. 800-510-8255. Are you outraged about this, public outrage from the average American? Most people that I've heard don't understand why their very own government would intentionally allow criminals to illegally buy weapons for trafficking into Mexico. Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Here's Marcus listening in Maryland.
I'm 23 years old. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm African-American. I'm already sure what the Democrats are going to say on this subject. Pretty much it started with Bush. I'm already sure what the Republicans are going to say, that Obama's mess. But the real issue is the war on drugs. 40,000 or 50,000 people died in Mexico along the border on this failed war. And what are they dying of? A plant, some synthetic drugs. My brother, he just joined the Baltimore City Police Force. And I'm scared for his life because he could be chasing a kid who has, I don't know, a dime bag or two dime bags of weed on him. And the kid could put his life and other people's life in danger.
How do you follow that up? And by the way, to be fair, no evidence has emerged tying Holder directly to Fast and Furious. He's been criticized because he didn't seem to have a handle on it, but nobody's tied him directly. He didn't give a gun to anybody. I guess that's the bottom line. 59 past.